One correction initially here, and that is yesterday with the, we reported in our breaking news, as soon as we could get it on the air after a song, about 5:40, that former Vice President Dick Cheney had died at the age of 84. And off the top of my memory, I had said, I thought he had been chief of staff for Gerald Ford at age 25. No, he was chief of staff for Gerald Ford, but he was 34. Okay, so there's that. Okay, also, I've got our latest WIB update that goes out to many on our mailing list. It's got the heartbeat column from our own Pat Wall. We've got a summary of the early bird first connects. Yeah, first letter was Linda Osborne in Altoona. First walk-in, Jim Musgrave in Arkansas. Jerome from Lublin was the first text. First partner pledger, Agnes in Menominee. First caller, Sherry in Whitehall. First Facebook, Heather in Chippewa Falls. And first online donation, Renee in Barron. So we love reading your letters, texts, emails, chatting with many that came into the studios. And, I mean, they brought us canned goods and just all sorts of goodies. So thank you so much. Other things to look for, November nice, 36 years of sending warmth. WIB and So Complete teaming up for that, sending those quilts to San Antonio and our friends, the Otters, down there. Wow, it's been more than 30 years since they were a part of the team here, left us in 94. Tells you about Haven Today, the new show that precedes the WIB Wake Up Show, God Gave Us Christmas. One of our gift offers this month from, you heard Carol promoting that. Bundle up, I mean, and then you turn it around on the backside. There's a lot more there. So Carol's got something called Upbeat, comments from the text line on October 8th Partner Pledge Day. And she's got the actual time that these comments came throughout the day. So it's pretty cool. And you got the whole programming schedule. So check that out. And if you're not on the mailing list, ask to be. So, and I think a lot of times you can access that online at WIB.com. All right. Wow. We have chewed up enough time that I'd love to get to Day in History. Because November 5th, you got a lot of FDR being elected, Richard Nixon in 1968, and George Foreman becoming the oldest heavyweight boxing champ in history in 1994 at the age of 45. But we're going to leave that for now and get to our morning devotion, which is Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. We have done Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the New Testament. After the first 20, we're all out of the Old Testament. You can just guess. Yes, of course, day 24 is John, the surprising route to joy. John 5:21, for as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. So, as I say each day, right, this devotion comes from Larry Crabb's longer book, 66 Love Letters, an imaginary conversation with God Almighty through all 66 books of the Bible. And so what might we take away from the Gospel of John? Larry thinks it might be this, that the Lord might say, in the world you now inhabit, communion with me is not defined by an experience of me, nor does it depend on blessings from me. To really live is to release my Son's life through yours in any circumstance, no matter what you feel. To relate as he related, giving when no one gives back, loving when no one returns love, forgiving when no one deserves forgiveness, suffering in the place of those who should suffer. Understand this, to commune with me in this life is to live like my Son with his life alive in you. Believe this, communion with me leads to an eternal experience of me and unimaginable blessings from me. You will get a taste of them now as my Spirit chooses, and you will enjoy the banquet later when you see my Son. Know this, heaven's reality has invaded yours. Prepare to live a new way. Real life, the surprising route to joy, is within reach. Taking a moment to reflect, how might you in your spiritual life be asking God for an experience of him that really does not sustain you? To get at this, ask yourself why you pray and what for, why you go to church, and the reason you read your Bible when you do. How is your definition of what it means to really live in conflict with what is described in paragraph 2? And finally, the new covenant which Jesus came to initiate means that the life of God through the spirit of the relationship of the Father and Son now lives in you. What makes it difficult to believe that the deepest reality of your heart is that you are a lover of God? Closing prayer, dear Lord, help each and every one. We want to live in a new way. We want to participate in real life. You've made that possible for us through Jesus. Unearth in us the life that is deeper than our selfishness. Help us to live like Jesus, to live sacrificially and hungrily for what is yet to come. Winner Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show as we continue on with the question that was stumping listeners far and wide yesterday.
The question was this. 12% of people say they have never done this. 12% of people say they have never done what? 715-723-2555. Your chance to win a free digital movie download. We can send it to you wherever you might be. You don't have to pick it up. We'll just email it right to you. A free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever. We are in November, getting closer and closer to that Christmas movie season. Maybe some people like Christmas movies any time of the year. We can send that right to you. The best Christmas pageant ever. It's now out on Blu-ray and DVD as well. 715-723-2555. 12% of people say they have never done this.
We had a lot of good guesses yesterday.
We did. 723-2555. 12% of people say they have never done what? 715-723-2555. Yesterday we heard from Eau Claire, Sorona, Oliva, Menominee, Rice Lake, Jump River, Chippewa Falls, Glenflora, Ernie, which is a new one to us, Winter, Cameron, Ladysmith, and Ojibwa. 715-723-2555. If you'd like to guess for your chance to win. 12% of people say they have never done what? It's not getting a car accident. It's not flown on a plane. It's not voted, smoked, driven a car, seen a doctor, gone Black Friday shopping, broken a bone, roller skated, ate fast food, bought a home, go to a movie theater, take a vacation, wrapped a gift, been to a dentist, gone to a national park, shopped online, owned a cell phone, cheated on their taxes, used a debit card, or taken a road trip. None of those. 12% of people say they have never done what? Give us a call.
With all those good guesses, amazing we didn't get it, but there's a lot of things you can think of to this one. So
715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you'd like to call in and guess, Win It Wednesday, as per usual, we'll give you a clue coming up in about 20-ish minutes if we don't get it here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Adam from Eau Claire.
All right, Adam, go ahead.
Watched a football game.
That's
12%
interesting.
Of people say they've never watched a football game. Adam, is that what we're looking for? Not it, but good guess. Thank you. And again, some of these could be very plausible, just not what we're looking for.
You got the whether on TV or in person there. So
715-723-2555. 12% of people say they have never done this, never done what? 723-2555 as we go back to the phones on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Ernie.
All right, Jim, calling back from Ernie. What do you think?
How about ever used a computer?
Never used a computer, is it? Never used a computer. 12% say, never done that. Not it, Jim, but thank you.
Sorry, Jim.
715-723-2555.
Well, we met Jim yesterday, and he's participating fully and freely, so way to go.
We love it. 12% of people say they have never done this. 715-723-2555. If you would like to guess... Phone lines open right now. If everybody's like, yeah, we're stumped, we just want the first clue, then we'll push it off another 20-ish minutes and give you a shot. Looks like we've got someone else who wants to give it their best shot, though. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joey from Eau Claire.
All right, go ahead.
Never Googled themselves.
Never Googled themselves. What's interesting is I'm guessing you Googled that to try and give us a response. Is that what we're looking for? It's not. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony, go ahead.
All the girls in here think it is Be on a Roller Coaster.
Be on a Roller Coaster.
Okay.
Are the girls right? 12% of people say they have never done what? Is it never be on a roller coaster?
Sorry.
The girls weren't right this time, but still listen to them.
I think we've had all guy callers, though.
Let's go here. A couple more we've got time for. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm going to say Rice Lake. My name is Jeff.
All right. Two for two so far, Jeff. What do you think?
Protect the United States.
Protect the United States. Maybe serving in the military.
Veterans Day's next week.
Absolutely. 12% of people say they have never done this, never served in the military. Not what we're looking for, but thank you so much for the call from Rice Lake. One call left here. If we get it, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we are going to pump this off about 20-ish minutes and give you another chance to win coming up after 745. Who will get that free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever? We'll decide. Maybe it'll be today.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's try again.
715-723-2555. Your first clue coming up here. Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday. The test we were... working on here was this question. 12% of people say they have never done this. 12% of people say they have never done what? And we're going to clarify, I guess, what kind of people here.
Yeah, we've said 12% of people, 12% of homeowners say they've never done this.
All right, so there's your first clue. 12% of homeowners say they have never done what? 715-723-2555. Again, a great prize, a free digital movie download of the Christmas movie, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, just came out last year, and we can send that to you wherever you might be. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Ernie again.
All right, Jim, what do you think?
How about remodel a room?
Remodel a room.
Great guess.
Sure. I can't say I've done that. Not my wife has. She's much more handy. Thank you, Jim. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn. What do you think?
Is it dusting?
Is it dusting?
That's a great answer.
That was one of my chores growing up, was dusting. Usually I do that on Fridays. Haven't done it a lot as an adult.
Huh.
Is it dusting? Is that what we're looking for, Evelyn? No, call us back, friend. 715-723-2555. Let's go here to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
What do you think?
I think it is actually using their homeowner's insurance.
Having a claim,
yeah.
Right? A very, very good guess. Very
good
guess. Is that what we're looking for? 12% of homeowners say they have never done this and it's made a claim on their homeowner's insurance.
Sorry, Linda.
Not it, but good guess. Well thought out, Linda. 715-723-2555. Good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie again.
All right, Jim. Shoot.
How about taking a second mortgage out?
Taking a second mortgage out.
That's a great guess.
Yeah. Is that it? It's not, but thank you, Jim. Keep calling. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Evelyn, you're back through. What do you think?
Is it doing your laundry?
12% of homeowners say they have never done
I hope not.
Their laundry. Is that what we're looking for, Evelyn? It's not. Keep trying. Keep guessing.
Maybe that they'd left it to somebody else
to
do.
That very well could be. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
Lori, go ahead.
Is it clean out the gutters?
Clean out the gutters.
That would be very
That's
timely.
That I am supposed to be doing soon. Is it clean out the gutters? 12% of homeowners say they've never done this. Thank you, Lori. I do usually do it. I just don't like it. But I do usually do it. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Hey, Linda, go ahead.
Reside their house.
Reside their house.
Another good guess.
Is that it? It's not. Thank you, Linda. We can go with three more guesses here. I think we can squeeze that in. Guess number three, and then two, then one. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney, go ahead.
Is it changed their furnace filter?
That's important.
You need to do that.
Homeowners say they've never changed their furnace filter. Courtney? Nope. Thank you. Good guess. A lot of good guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie again.
Go for it, Jim.
Host a party.
Host a party. 12% of homeowners say they've never hosted a party. Not it. All right, we're down to our last call. Then we'll have to think of another clue for next hour, but maybe this person will get it. Good morning. Last shot in the 7 o'clock hour. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, Lindsay, we're big in Fall Creek today. Go for it.
Is it cleaning your attic?
Is it cleaning your attic? 12% of people say they have never done this.
To clean your attic, what would you have to do?
Go up into your attic.
You would have to go up into your attic. Have 12% of people who own a home never been in their attic?
You're absolutely correct.
You got yourself a free digital download of the best Christmas pageant ever, Lindsay.
Yes, indeed. 12% of people who own a home have never been in their attic. Lindsay from Fall Creek, do you own a home? Do you have an attic? Have you been up there?
Yes, I own a home. No, I don't have an attic. I have lofted ceilings, I had a home that was like that, that it was a chore to go do, and I know people don't like to do it.
Yeah, well, very well done. And
hang
on the line. We'll get an email address from you, and we'll send you the best Christmas pageant ever, a digital movie download. Well done. Yeah, 12% of people have never been up in the attic. Hang on the line for us, Lindsay from Fall Creek.